You're 89 years old.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your daily schedule. What time do you get up in the morning?
Well, like all older people, I go to rest in bed earlier than younger people. I go to bed at 7, 7:30, seldom later. And I cannot sleep more than 6 to 7 hours a day. So I'm nearly always up at 3 or 4 in the morning. And that's when I drink my only cup of coffee during the day. After that, I slowly prepare myself to leave for work. I am in my office every day, not later than 7 a.m., about an hour before my people arrive. And at that point, I give them work for the day or a part of the day, and start my working day. They arrive at 8, I arrive at 7, I have a full hour to think by myself what should be done that day.
And you are also, at this point, you're still teaching classes?
Yes, I teach at the University of Oklahoma during the spring semester and University of Tulsa during the fall semester. I'm teaching now and have 2 more classes.
Some words here as you look back on your life, a comment maybe on how you'd like to be remembered, and I guess you'd have to say, I'll use the word, a blessed life.
It is a blessed life. I want to be remembered as a servant of the law, as somebody who took law seriously and tried to apply it as correctly as my mind was capable of doing, without bias or prejudice to everybody. If I cannot be unbiased and unprejudiced, I on my own stay out of a lawsuit by disqualifying myself. I have done that many times before anybody ever asked me to disqualify. I felt I was too close to a party or too close to the issue.
Students listening, and law students or whatever, advice to them, they too want to serve the law. Your comment to them?
Commit yourself to dispassionate judging. Don't put your own views into it. Try to apply unvarnished rule of law. That is my advice. And divorce your ego and your own thoughts in weighing the principles of law.
None of the current generation can really fully appreciate the rights of the First Amendment like you can.
Absolutely, because I have lived through years when I was totally deprived of those rights. I never lived, thank God, in Stalin's Russia, but I did live in Hitler's Germany, where the right of free expression did not exist. And I lived at least 19 years in the Republic of Poland, where the right of free expression was somewhat curbed. So I experienced the lack of that right on my own. And I don't want to ever be deprived of its full swing again, not just for myself, but for all other people, because the right is so important both to the governors and to the governed. If people don't have a right of free criticism of government, they tend to wage revolutions. But if you give people absolute freedom to criticize all of the government, including judges, and we have, our opinions are not sacrosanct. Any human being is absolutely secure in criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court opinions, the opinions of the Supreme Court of Oklahoma, any way they want to. Nobody can put them in jail for that. And therein lies the security of our governments, federal and state, in our willingness to give unlimited freedom to criticize the governors by the governed.
And in 2010, we just can't take for granted that these rights are going to be extended to us forever and ever and ever.
Absolutely not. We should be vigilant, because nobody can assure anybody that they will be retained.
And you're a man of faith. You give thanks to God every day, probably, for what he's
done. I do.
And the protection he gave you and this story that you're telling us. Your life could have been snuffed out at many, many, many times.
You are right. I am a believer.
Yep.
I am. You sensed it correctly.
Yep.
I don't wear it on my sleeves. You will never hear me refer to faith.
Yep.
I don't preach to people. I rely on my story and example, the way I live. Mm-hmm. Because by virtue of my upbringing, I cannot be too vocal about my religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. It's contrary to my upbringing. Mm-hmm. You just live it.
Well, thank you, Justice.
Well, thank
Apala,
you, sir,
for telling us this story. Emotionally, it probably drained you today to tell it, but now it's captured here forever and ever, and I appreciate your time very much.
Well, thank you for interviewing me and for caring about those precious things in our constitutional system.